Around this time of year, people are always looking at any illness that they get as a sign of caution. Is it a sign of the common cold? Is it strep? Is it the flu? Is it COVID? Well, it's definitely a daunting time this time around, especially in 2021 during the middle of the COVID pandemic. Joining us now is CVS Minute Clinic nurse practitioner Joshua Hughes to discuss what some of these false symptoms might mean. Joshua, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Deanna. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. So what are some of the signs that you might just be suffering from something that's not quite as severe as COVID, but might just be allergies or the cold?
Absolutely. So, I mean, we're entering, you know, into the fall season, and the fall season is very common to trigger a lot of, you know, especially moisture-based allergies like ragweed and mold. Typically, if you're going to be having allergy symptoms, you know, these symptoms include most commonly things like sneezing, itchy eyes, runny nose with clear discharge, postnasal drainage that goes down your throat and kind of makes you cough up, you know, kind of gnarly, goopery, clear mucus, stuffy nose, sore throat is very common. The big difference between an infectious etiology and an allergic etiology usually is the lack of a fever in an allergy. Things like the common cold are very, very difficult to differentiate from COVID, as COVID is a cold virus. So the only real way to differentiate between COVID and the common cold would be to get tested. And, of course, we recommend you get tested if you do have any cold symptoms, you know, cough, fever, headache, body aches, things like that. It's important to remember that some people will just have very mild symptoms with COVID, and so it is very important to get tested for that.
Now, what are some of the best ways that you can avoid making some of these allergy symptoms or even some of the more mild things such as the cold or something? How can you alleviate those symptoms?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So, of course, you know, doing things like if it's rained out recently or, you know, it's humid, wearing your mask outside as well as inside, sometimes that can filter some of those airborne particles. Of course, staying masked inside is always a good idea, as that can help prevent just getting even, you know, common colds and flu. We did notice that there was substantially less flu last year as a result of masking up for COVID. Doing things like having air filtration systems in your house, you know, those little ones you can buy at, you know, Target, those can help filter out some of those larger mold particles that could be inside the home. Those things can help as well. Humidifiers can also help keep larger particles more towards the floor as opposed to floating around in the air. So that can help as well. Drinking lots of fluids and staying healthy can also help, you know, bolster the immune system, reduce the amount of effects that you could get if you were to develop some sort of mild respiratory infection. And, you know, over-the-counter medicines are very common. However, you know, before you ever start any sort of medication treatment, I do recommend that people follow up with a provider just to make sure that they are correct if they think they have allergies or, you know, a cold or the flu versus COVID, just to make sure that they're staying safe and protecting themselves and their community.
Right on. And because we're in Northwest Washington, what are some of the more common allergies found in this region of the country as opposed to, you know, some of the other common fall allergens that people are experiencing in other parts of the country?
Absolutely. Well, remember, because we're on this side of the mountains, there's a lot more rain. It's a lot wetter in the fall. Ragweed and mold, as I discussed earlier, are probably the two most common. But there are other things in the area, sage, rabbit brush, things like that can cause these types of things. Again, if you are spending a lot of time outside, you know, if you're hiking or doing any of those fun fall activities that you could be doing outside, just make sure that when you come in, you take your shoes off, rinse off your body, and because those outside allergens can definitely contaminate your clothing, your hair, your shoes, things like that. And especially since it's wet, it typically will tend to stick to things much easier. So,
all right. Yeah. Well said. CVS Minute Clinic nurse practitioner Joshua Hughes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Deanna.